The central bank reports economic recovery has commenced. Barbados records 16 COVID-19 deaths in 3 days and a new record number of daily cases. A COVID outbreak hits the homeless community. Government condemns allegations by an opposition senator that it's being paid to get its population vaccinated. The opposition leader demands that government presents a budget. A third government MP decides not to run again. An iconic Calypsonian, the Mighty Griner, under medical care and recovering from an illness. The Evening Edition from Starcom Network News, brought to you in association with the National Insurance Scheme. More than a contribution, it's your lifeline.
National Insurance, that's your lifeline. Pay your contributions by the 54th of the month. If you're self-employed, you should pay too, because in the future it will benefit you. It's more than a contribution, it's your lifeline.
NIS pensioners who wish to have their pensions lodged to a bank account are reminded to attach a copy of the bank account number and name provided on your bank statement or the bank stamp verifying those details to the lodgement form. The information regarding your bank transactions and balance is not required.
The Barbados Central Bank reports that economic recovery has begun, but stresses the importance of increasing vaccinations to get the COVID-19 pandemic under control here. This was the assessment of Central Bank Governor Cliveston Haynes delivering the economic review for the first three quarters of the year. He stated that while the pandemic continues to create economic challenges, the Barbados economy has been resilient and global tourism has started to recover with positive implications for the island.
The access to COVID-19 vaccines in key source markets, together with the gradual ease in travel restrictions, contributed to a strengthening of activity in the tourism sector during the third quarter. Arrivals remain below pre-pandemic levels, but they registered their strongest quarterly outturn since the onset of COVID-19, with long-stay arrivals reaching 43,000 visitors compared to just over 13,000 during a similar period in 2020.
Mr. Haynes notes that for the period July to September, Barbados recorded its second consecutive quarter of economic growth. The economy grew by an estimated 10% compared to the same period last year. The central bank is optimistic that the recovery will continue due to an expected tourism rebound.
Visitors to the island remain below pre-pandemic levels, but forward bookings for long-stay visitors and the resumption of cruise ship calls encourage optimism that the economy will sustain its gradual recovery into the fourth quarter and 2022. The forecast for growth this year and next remains sensitive to the overall outturn for tourism. The bank has narrowed its forecast for growth within the range of 1 to 2%, while the outlook for 2022 is for growth ranging between 7 and 9%.
Governor of the Barbados Central Bank, Cliveston Haynes. The Ministry of Health reports 7 more COVID-19 deaths, a total of 16 fatalities from the virus in 3 days here. The latest COVID update states that a 40-year-old Barbadian woman died yesterday at the Accident and Emergency Department of the QEH. Meanwhile, a 53-year-old Vincentian man in primary isolation and 2 Barbadian women aged 58 and 81 were in primary and secondary isolation respectively and passed away at the Harrison Point isolation facility. Today, 3 Barbadians died from the virus. There were an 82-year-old woman and an 87-year-old man who were both in tertiary isolation at the Blackman and Gollop isolation facility and a 54-year-old woman who was receiving primary care at the Harrison Point isolation facility. All of the victims were unvaccinated. To date, 146 lives have been lost to COVID-19 here in Barbados. A record almost 450 new COVID-19 cases have been identified from tests done yesterday by the Public Health Laboratory. The 445 positives comprise 229 males and 216 females, 87 of whom are under the age of 18. There are 768 people in isolation facilities and 4,693 in home isolation. President of the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, Kemar Safri, says there is now an outbreak of the COVID-19 virus among the homeless community. He was speaking at a news conference held at the Alliance's headquarters in Price Street, the city. He says they've recorded 20 cases over the past 7 days.
Today alone, we would have gotten about 6 to 7 positive cases that we would have seen come in. There are more that are getting tested, and as they get tested, we are seeing them. And so far, we have just around 20 persons that are positive within the homeless community. And there are some from within other places that we're getting called for. And so as we get those information as it come in, we make sure that we reach out to them.
President of the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, Kemar Safri. Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strong, has harshly criticized opposition Senator Caswell Franklin over a claim that government was being paid to get its population vaccinated. Speaking on the debt settlement arrears bill in the House of Assembly, he dismissed the charge as nonsense.
But when we have public officials, duly appointed, sir, asserting that this government receive money for vaccines, or the promise of money, sir, for vaccines, and that we somehow, sir, have put Barbadians on the front line with respect to vaccines and the administration of vaccines, sir, is to tarnish not just all of us in this place, sir. And it's a leadership matter, sir, because you cannot have someone or anyone or any affiliates seeking to go out and mislead the public that this government was promised money, received money.
And Senator Franklin responded to that criticism.
You expect Ryan Strong to say anything else? He serves at the pleasure of the Prime Minister. He has to defend the government's action. I don't. So if they tell him to go and refute what I'm saying, let him go and do so.
Opposition Senator Caswell Franklin. Opposition leader Bishop Joseph Atherley is demanding that government presents a budget. Speaking in Parliament, he called for the greater accountability from government.
To bring and to present a budget to the people of Barbados, and especially so in these difficult times. I mean, you're going to meet with the IMF, and you're going to give them all kinds of accounting and reckoning and reporting. Call for the same courtesy for the Parliament and for the people of Barbados. Parliament needs to be appraised.
Opposition leader Bishop Joseph Atherley. Political analysts see clear signs that the ruling party is moving into election mode following news that another government MP plans to bow out of elective politics. Starcom Network News is reliably informed that tomorrow evening, Member of Parliament for St. Michael North, Ronald Toppin, the Minister of International Business and Industry, will announce he is not seeking re-election. While Mr. Toppin has been unavailable for comment, usually reliable sources familiar with the situation tell Starcom Network News that tomorrow evening's special branch meeting has been called so Mr. Toppin can inform his constituents of that decision. Starcom Network News has also learnt that the BLP St. Michael North Branch President, Davidson Ishmael, is heavily tipped to win the nomination to represent the ruling party in that constituency in the next election. UWI political scientist Dr. Christina Hines reacted to this latest development, and she sees clear signs of elections not being too far off.
This says to me that we are gearing up for an election. It also says to me that the Barbados Labour Party is looking to inject some new blood into various ridings. So it looks like there is some succession planning that is occurring to re-energize the party, which I think is a good thing.
Christina Hines. Cultural icon MacDonald Blenman, the Mighty Grand, remains under medical care, recovering from an illness. Sources close to the Calypsonian tell Star Hall Network News that Mr. Blenman is at this point in time still on the road to recovery.